Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, Almighty God. Lord, we bless you. We say thank you. Thank you, thank you. As you speak your word to us tonight in the name of Jesus, thank you for the revelation knowledge of your glory. Thank you, Lord of glory, in the name of Jesus, as we hear your word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord of glory, we thank you as you speak to our hearts. We receive your word by faith. Thank you for your faith that enables us to believe your word even as you speak. Lord of glory, we thank you that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you for helping us to speak your word even at the time of prayer. Thank you, Lord of glory, for teaching us how to pray and why we are gathered tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence in our midst. Thank you, Lord. By you, Spirit of faith, we believe, and by you, we speak tonight. Lord, we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. Please, let's open to Numbers 20. Numbers 20, and we are going to combine it with Matthew chapter 18 from verse 15 to 20. But let's first look at Numbers chapter 20. And I will encourage all of us to read it from verse 7 to 13. Let's go. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and he shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. Let's pause there for a while. But let's zero down to verse 8. Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. Please underline that verse, that sentence. And speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beast drink. And so again we see they had a problem, no water, nothing, dryness round about them, and they complained, and the Lord told Moses what to do. Gather everybody together, let them see the rock that is standing, that is there, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes. In other words, Moses should speak to the rock. And when he speaks to the rock will give out the water. The rock will give out the water. Now, let's look at verse 9. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? Now you can see already those are words of what? Unbelief. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? And verse 11 says, And Moses lift up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beast also. Verse 12 says, And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because you believe me not, please underline that, because you believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Now you can see, he did not believe that mere speaking to the rock, water will gush out. And so he did as before. When the Lord said in Exodus to strike the rock. And we know Jesus only died once and he's risen. So he cannot be killed over and over again. And so after Jesus has died for you and I, and he is risen, and we died with him, we're raised up in him, what should we now do as sons of God in Christ Jesus? And that is what we're seeing here, to speak to the rock, to speak to the rock. He's alive. He's in our midst. He's in us. He's dwelling on the inside of us. And so this is telling you and I, sons of God, that now we have been given the privilege to speak to the rock, and all our needs will be met. Speak to the rock, and the rock will give out water. He will help us. The same rock, he will crush all our enemies. The same rock will give us victory. Remember, the theme of this year's word is that through our God, we will do valiantly. And our God is the rock of ages. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the God of our salvation. He is the rock who will crush every enemy that rises up against us to dust. And so, speak to the rock. Whatever, according to the word of God, we want in our lives, we have to learn to speak to the rock. We have to keep speaking to the rock. Moses was instructed, speak to the rock. And that's the whole essence when we are gathered to pray. It is an opportunity to speak to the rock, to take scriptures to him, and to speak to the rock. Please, let's now look at Matthew chapter 18. But we've seen it that as Moses did not believe enough to speak, you and I, if we don't believe the word of God, we also we won't speak. Don't think it's Moses alone. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, isn't it? With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and confession is made unto salvation. In other words, we have to first believe in the heart before we can speak. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. Without first believing, we cannot speak. And so Moses did not believe that him speaking, mere speaking to the rock to give out its water will produce water. But he had faith in the old. The Lord had told him before to use his stick to strike the rock. And so he had that belief, but now he has to move on to new thing the Lord is doing. Speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. You can't strike the rock twice. Speak to the rock now. The rock is risen. The rock is alive. Speak to the rock, and the rock will bring forth all its goodies. Before we look at Matthew chapter 18, please let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. You will see so many goodies from inside the rock. The rock has many things. The rock has many things. The rock does many things. Please let's look at verse. Let me just try and get the verse. Okay, let's drop down to verse 13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock. So you can see, honey is available from the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. Oil is available from the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. And so many things we would drink, everything we would drink, we would drink. Look at verse 14, butter of kine and milk of sheep, with fat of lambs and rams of the breed of Bashan and goats, with the fat of kidneys of wheat, and thou did drink the pure blood of the grape, all from the rock. And so we see that goodies is available with the rock, Jesus Christ. He's in our midst. Please let's now look at Matthew chapter 18. And we'll see the whole essence. When we are gathered, we are to speak to the rock. We are to speak to the rock. And I tell you, when we speak words of faith, when we take his very own words, we are gathered and we speak the word of God by faith. He's in our midst. He says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. The rock will perform the word of God for us. Remember, the rock is also the power of God. Matthew chapter 18, let's take it from verse 15 to 20. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou shalt gain thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or more witnesses every word may be established. Please underline the last sentence. That in the mouth of two or more witnesses every word may be established. And you will see the same thing is in Deuteronomy chapter 19 verse 15. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. We will see the same thing there, so that we will truly understand the importance of the truth that we are more than two in this place. Where two or more are gathered, and in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Look at the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. We thank God that we are more than two here. And so again, you see a divine pattern of God. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. One thing you have to also see, when you look at the Bible from Genesis to Revelations, you see the prophets, two or more prophets may have the same thing, saying the same thing. What David said, you will see some of it in the book of Isaiah. In other words, in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. You will see all over the same thing, witnessing to the Word of God, the Holy Ghost speaking to two or more prophets regarding the Messiah, regarding the things of God. And the scripture says that in the mouth of two or more witnesses, every word may be established. In other words, what God had spoken in heaven, in the mouth of two or more witnesses, the prophets, the patriarchs, they are what? Establishing it on the face of the earth. And I tell you, you and I, as we take the same words and we speak them out in the presence of the rock, we're establishing the Word of God in our lives. We're establishing the Word of God on the face of the earth. And the meaning of the word established, set up on a permanent basis, make secure or permanent in a certain place. In other words, you are making the Word of God permanent in your life, in my life, as we together speak the Word of God in the presence of the Rock of Ages, who is here. He says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. Let's go back to that Matthew chapter 18. Let's take it from verse 17 now. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verse 18 says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So you see a divine key. Two or more, when we are gathered and we speak the Word of God, God, anything we say together as we are gathered in the name of Jesus, the Lord honors it. For he is here. He is the rock. As we speak the Word of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it be unto us. We have to truly understand this divine pattern. This divine pattern. And you see again, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And so the spirit of agreement, two or more of us, when we speak the Word of God, God backs us up. For in speaking together, we are establishing the Word of God. We are making it to be permanent in that situation. We are making it, the Word of God, to be secured, to be established, to be set in our lives and in whatever situation we are praying for, or we are making the demand and speaking in his presence. Because, remember, God deals with the heart. We are speaking by the Spirit of God the words of faith because we believe. It is the Word of God we have to speak in his presence, not just our own words. That's number one. We speak the Word of God together by faith because we believe. In other words, from a believing heart, we are speaking the Word of God, and watch what God will do in that situation. Even if it's concerning our individual lives, once we speak in the gathering of the saints, we are gathered in the name of Jesus, watch what he will do. He will perform his word. He will do what he says to do, according as it is written in his word. Now again, let's look at verse 19. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So number two, we have to let it sink into our hearts that every time we are gathered in the name of Jesus, he is in our midst. The Rock of Ages is in our midst. The Rock of Ages is in our midst. And the Spirit of the Father, he will perform. He will do the word of God. And so again, you have to understand, when we are gathered and we are praying using scriptures, we're establishing the word. We're making the word of God to take root in that situation. And so it is important for us to always know that we need to gather the this Friday prayer service. We have to make sure we take time to attend so that we all pray together. And note one thing, you have to also be studying the word at home so that when we are gathered to pray, we are praying, speaking the words with belief. It's not just repeating after the preacher. No, it is you and I together speaking the words with faith. We having the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, we believe and therefore we speak. And so we speak. For anything not done by faith is sin. And so we have to make sure we speak the words of faith, the word of God by faith. In other words, allow faith to flow and help us to believe, so that when we are speaking, it is words that we believe in, knowing that the Rock who is in our midst, he will perform. He will perform. And so you have to understand this divine pattern of speaking the word of God from a believing heart, and that is establishing the word of God. Establishing the word of God. Look at verse 18. It says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, setting captives free, you know, in situations of life, when we put a stop to the work of the enemy, we speak the word of God and it will be so. It will be so. In other words, we are speaking the word of God with belief in our heart together in the presence of the Rock, where two or more are gathered in his name. There he is. And so we speak the words of spiritual warfare in the presence of the Rock of Ages, and it will be so. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. You will see the great key there. Many of us, we run helter-skelter in times of trouble. But if we come in to the congregation of the saints and we pray together, the word of God we've read says, anything we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Anything we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. In other words, God backs us with his power, and that situation will turn around for good for you and I, because we spoke words of faith to the rock. We spoke words of faith to the rock according as it is written. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 32. Let's take it from verse 29 to 31. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. Now, see a key. Where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. And in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Now, see another key. In the mouth of two, not that they are just standing there, but in the mouth of two or more witnesses. In other words, they speak the word of God. When we speak the word of God, we are witnessing to the word of God. And look at it. One shall chase 1,000 and two, 10,000 to flight. See the power generated, the spiritual power to chase 10,000. And I tell you, three, four, and we're all people of faith speaking the word of God that we believe according as it is written by the spirit of faith to the hearing of the rock of ages who is in our midst. I tell you, great spiritual victory. And so you understand why in the midst of where two or more are gathered together, the Lord went on to speak about whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we have to understand. And that's why it is important for each one of us to make sure we're studying the word of God daily, so that faith will flow and we believe, and when we are gathered, much power will be made available by the rock. For from the rock of ages is also flowing streams of fire, fiery streams. Fire represents the power of the rock. He's also the power of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's flip forward to Joshua chapter 23, from verse 8 to 11, you will see, cleave unto the rock. The rock, we have to learn to always speak the word of God in the presence of God. Even at home, gather your family. That's why you have to make sure your children, your wife or your husband, that everyone one is growing in the knowledge of God, so that when you all pray together, you pray prayer of faith, and watch how God will establish his word in such a family, lifting them up. Generations, they are blessed because of the word of God being established. Where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. And in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established, most especially the word of God. We have to learn to establish the word of God in our lives, in the lives of our children, in the lives of our spouses, in the congregation of the saints as we are gathered. We have to learn to speak the word of God, even as we are growing in faith, as we are studying the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak the speaking of faith, we have to learn to speak to the rock. It's not just quoting, it is speaking from a heart that believes the word of God back to the rock under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Let's read Joshua chapter 23. Let's take it from verse 8 to 11. But cleave unto the Lord your God as you have done unto this day. For the Lord hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he had promised you. Take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. See a key, beginning with cleave, continue to cleave. How do we cleave? The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God, we have to keep looking at it. So that we profess a good witness or a good confession. A good witness, a good profession. In other words, we speak only the word of God from a heart of faith, a heart that believes by faith. We speak the word of God, cleave unto the rock. In other words, the rock is also the word of God. And so we have to speak. Now, see a key for us to all have the desired result in God's kingdom according to his word. For all of us to be blessed, to excel, every household, to do good things, for God's plans to come to pass, to live a victorious life, we have to be in agreement. Not agreement according to our own will or anything, no. Agreement to the word of God and according to the word of God. That's the key. So we must believe the same thing and speak the same thing, which is the word of God, under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Not any private interpretation. No. Please let's open to Amos chapter 3. And so you see the essence of us gathering together to pray. To pray the word of God. The word of God, correct interpretation. We have to believe and we have to speak it from a heart of faith in the presence of our God who is here, Jesus Christ, the rock. The rock, the same rock who looked after them in the desert is with us and he will look after us. He's the rock of our salvation. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have to start understanding why we do things in the body of Christ. Why we are gathered to pray. Why we are gathered to share the word. The word of God is the word of agreement. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Please let's go. Can two work together except they be agreed? See a key again, making mention of two. Two. You could see the amplification of the power of God available from 1,000, one person, then two, 10,000. Imagine three. Now, these have to be people of faith who believe the word of God, who are speaking the word of God from the heart to the rock. It's not that you believe and you keep quiet. If you truly believe, you have to speak. We haven't the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. We have to call on him who is in our midst according to truth. Psalm 145. See, when we are speaking to the rock, it also means we are calling on him in truth. The words of God, truth, we have to also believe. Please let's open to First John chapter 5, verse 7 to 8. As we are seeing these verses, we are seeing the power of two or more in agreement. We are seeing that, yes, we can pray individually at home, but the power that will be made available is equivalent to 1,000. So if you have greater trouble, seek the congregation of the saints that are praying and sharing the word of God. For two will put to flight 10,000. And then three. I mean, look at 1 to 10, isn't it? Which means three will be 100,000. Am I right by that? So what is the Lord saying? We have to truly understand the speaking before God in prayer. Speaking the word of God. Not just, oh, help me with this. Help me. No. Search the scriptures. Meditate on the scriptures. The correct scriptures. Put them before your eyes daily, so that you now have faith, and in the congregation of the saints you will speak with every one of us. And I tell you, God will do great things. Much power will be made available. Let's look at 1 John chapter 5, verses 7 to 8. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth: the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. So you see the power of agreement. You see why the Lord is emphasizing in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be what? Be established. And I tell you, if we are witnessing, in other words, speaking, confessing, declaring, praying the word of God from a heart that believes by faith, we are speaking the word of God, scriptures, we are speaking them. I tell you, there's power in agreement. There is power, much power is made available. Let's open to Isaiah chapter 59. All what the Lord has been saying is actually summed up in these two verses. That anytime at home we are gathered in the name of Jesus, we have to speak to the rock. The rock is in our midst. You have to understand the reason why the gathering of the saints is always in the name of Jesus. It's so important. The rock of ages is always in our midst. The rock never left the children of Israel throughout their 40 years of wandering. He was always there. And his glory was with him, the pillar of fire by night and the pillar of cloud by day. Two as one following Israel. So you see, two as one. And that is why we all have to benefit. If we truly understand, then we will truly know why we have to be attending the Friday prayer service. I tell you, God is in our midst. And, not only Friday, every service, every gathering of the saints, once we attend, I tell you, he's always there. For that gathering is in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, let's look at Isaiah chapter 59. let's drop down to verses 20 and 21. Please, let's go. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. See a great key. The word of God, we have to speak to him. The Redeemer will come unto us who are in Zion, we the sons of God. He will come unto us. He's in our midst. He will come unto them that turn from transgression. But look at the covenant. Speaking before God. Speaking the word of God always. The word of God must not depart from our mouth. And so you and I have to make sure we put the word of God into our hearts. How? We meditate on the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when we are hearing the word of God daily, making sure we study the Bible daily, we come to the congregation of the saints, we hear the word of God, I tell you, he will put the word of God into our hearts because we are believing. Immediately we believe the word of God, the Holy Spirit puts the word of God into our hearts. You have to note that. And so, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If the word of God is not in your heart, as a result of belief, you cannot speak. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we believe and therefore speak. And so, if we want to be speaking to the Rock of Ages, who is in our midst, the word of God is nigh thee, and in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of God, which is the word of faith, Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, if the word of God is not in our heart, we can't speak to the rock because he will not hear strange words. So, you and I have to meditate on the word of God day and night, come to church to hear the word so that we speak his words back to him. So you can see, he says, his word, not any strange word. He said, and my words have I put in thy mouth. Not strange words. His very own words has he put in our mouth to speak. So we have to speak the words of God that is in our heart back to him. By the spirit of faith. So, if the word of God is not in our heart, we can't speak to him. And we thank God we have the Holy Ghost as he's teaching us, pouring forth faith. We believe he puts or lights the word of God in our hearts. And then, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so you see the covenant with the rock. We have to understand as sons of God, the covenant of priesthood is to speak the word of God back to him, thereby establishing the word of God in our lives, in everything pertaining to us and in the things of God on the face of the earth. The will of God. You can see why Christ prayed that the will of God be done on earth as it is done in heaven. I tell you, the beginning of the will of God being done on earth is you and I first establishing His will in our lives. And so we have to keep speaking the word of God to Him. If you want healing, you go through the scriptures of healing. Let the words of healing get into your heart. Meditate on it day and night. Faith will flow and enable you to believe, and then you start to speak the words of healing. You start to speak the scriptures. And I tell you, the rock is hearing. He said He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never fail you. But if you are always speaking, "Oh, I'm sick. I'm almost dying," that is strange incense before the rock. Please let's open to Numbers 14. It is strange incense before the rock. It is the word of God. We have to speak. That is the covenant with us as sons of God, to speak the word of God back to Him. And it is not written that He said we are sick as parrot or anything. His word says He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him. By His stripes we are healed and made whole. Let those words get into your heart. Meditate. Put them before your eyes. And let them enter into your heart as you believe by faith. And then start to speak. Start to speak. The rock of ages is with us. And I tell you, He will pour from Himself healing virtue. And we will drink. We will drink. He will arise upon us, the Son of Righteousness, with healing in His wings. Numbers 14. Please let's look at verse 28. We all know the story. They sent 12 elders to go and look at the promised land, and 10 of them came back with evil report, while 2 came back with good report based on the word of God, because they saw the land with the eyes of the word of God. But the people listened to the evil report. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. And so they believed the wrong report, and they started to speak negative things. The rock was in their midst. The rock was in their midst. They started to speak strange incense. And look at verse 28. It says, "Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you." In other words, you shall have what you say. You shall have what you say. And we give God all the glory that we are people who speak the word of God always. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 1. Always note, it is the word of God. The other two spies spake the word of God. They saw the land according to the word of God. Remember, Joshua was always in the presence of God, you know. So don't think speaking according to the word of God, according as it is written, will just jump on you automatically like that. No. Jeremiah chapter 1, let's take it from verse 9 to 12. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Please underline that. I have put my own words, not any other words, my own words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. In other words, speak my words. My own words will root out, will pull down, will destroy, will throw down every work of the enemy. And my own words will what? Build and plant. In other words, replace everything pulled down with my will, which is according to my word. And so again, Jeremiah is to speak the word of God in the hearing of God himself. Verse 11 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, God does his own word. He brings to pass. He manifests his word. And so we have to remember the covenant of speaking the word of God. That covenant, him putting his word in our mouth and we speaking his words out of the depth of our heart through our mouth in his presence, is very, very important. Thank you, Jesus. So we have to understand the divine pattern, the spiritual meaning of where two or more are gathered in his name. Even if you are one in your home, you have to understand the speaking before God in prayer, his very word, speaking from a heart that believes the word of God, is a great key. In our speaking, we're establishing the word of God in our lives. We have to understand. We're making the plans of God to be rooted in our lives, to be established in our lives according to the word of God. It is very important. And that's why we encourage every one of us in this church to study the word at home, to look at the scriptures for your own good, so that when you are speaking, whether at home or together in the congregation of the saints, it will be the Lord is hearing and performing. Whether we want him to give us victory in any situation, we still have to speak the word. We search the scriptures. We look at them. We make sure we understand them. We know them. Then faith enables us to believe. And then we speak from a heart of faith regarding any area of life. If we want breakthroughs, it is also the word of God. We want favors from him, it is also the word of God. We want healing, it is the word of God. But we have to speak to the rock. We are gathered in the name of the rock. You have to truly understand the whole essence of gathering in the name of Jesus to pray. We will continue with this next time. Let's give him all the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lord. that we are born again, we are people privileged to speak to the rock, and the rock will bring forth the blessings of God for us. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we are privileged to speak to the rock, calling on him in times of trouble, and the rock will give us victory. For through our God we do valiantly. It is he that shall tread down the enemy. The rock of ages crushes every enemy of our soul. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Thank you as you help us to speak tonight, Lord of glory. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.